Up of a year-long killing spree committed by MS-13, the gang highlighted by President Donald Trump as being organized by illegal alien criminals. Four illegal MS-13 members were charged and convicted in federal court on Tuesday on charges of kidnapping, weapon and assault charges, and intent to commit murder. The four gang members are all from El Salvador and range in ages from 19 to 24. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
Lawsuits against Saudi Arabia allowed to be filed for helping plan the September 11th attacks, a judge making that ruling, as most of the hijackers were Saudis, and the suits say they're responsible for the deaths of nearly 3,000 people. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Reaction continues to President Trump's decision to replace Dr. David Shulkin as Veterans Affairs Secretary with Admiral Ronnie Jackson, the president's personal physician, with a military analyst take on it. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Retired General Barry McCaffrey says he has mixed feelings at the choice of Admiral Ronnie Jackson to head the VA. McCaffrey says on one hand, Jackson, a combat veteran himself, is a superb physician who's worked at the White House for over a decade.
And he's got the confidence of the President of the United States. I must admit, though, it's unusual to have someone of that background who's been running for 12 years now. He's been running a couple hundred people in the White House to now be in charge of $180 billion budget and 380,000 employees.
McCaffrey was speaking on MSNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. taxpayers will not be forced to continue to pay more than a quarter of the funding for peacekeeping efforts by the United States. John Clements has more.
U.S. taxpayers make the largest financial contribution to the U.N.'s peacekeeping operations, dishing out roughly 28% of its $8 billion in costs. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., made the announcement during a meeting of the Security Council.
The United States will not pay more than 25% of the peacekeeping budget. This is a cap required by U.S. law.
President Trump has long been a critic of the U.N., claiming many allies take advantage of America. I'm John Clemens.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got lost there with the clock last hour there, and I want to talk a little bit about this because we're seeing actually the Justice Department step in and look into some of these mergers that are taking place between various, whether it be cable companies and content providers, and worried about how it's going to benefit or hurt the consumer, and whether or not they should thwart these things. Now, we already talk at great length here on the program about some of the, I call them monopolies, oligopolies, whatever you want to call them, in many areas of our economy here in this country, banking, whatever it may be. And, yeah, I think we need to start breaking up a lot of this stuff. This industry is, it's going to be interesting because we're still at a point in time where we don't know who the winners are going to be. And you may think that Netflix has already won, but they haven't. Netflix still hasn't made any money, just so you know. There was an episode of South Park, I think it was this past season, where the kids at South Park, actually, it was kind of a joke. They decided on a whole business plan where they were going to be their own superhero franchise. And they call up Netflix. They're like, hello, this is Netflix. You've been greenlighted. You know, basically, they, every single, you see all the shows that the original content that they're producing? And a lot of it is awful. Some of it's really good. And a lot of it is really, really bad. But I think that that's kind of what's important right now. You can have, Netflix was originally almost a rental spot. You remember, you used to get, it started out with the DVDs through the mail. Then it went on to streaming. You could pick up movies on iTunes now for $4. $4 for a movie, one of those old movies. People like new stuff. They want to see an original show or some original content. That costs money. I found it interesting because there was a rumor going around that Apple was going to buy Netflix. And I said to myself, you know, I don't think so. I said, Apple usually looks at stuff and they make things better. Let's understand what Apple is. They always say, oh, great innovators over at Apple. Well, what did they invent? No one could say, well, no, not really the watch, wearables. What new technology did they come up with? They weren't the first ones with the phone. They weren't the first ones with the MP3 player. They weren't the first computer maker. What Apple does is they take a look at various different products that are out there and they make them better. They are the best industrial design company in history, I think. You remember, do you ever have any of those old MP3 players from way back when? It was over once they launched the iPod. It was that much better. And that's what they do. So to think that Apple is going to go ahead and buy Netflix, no, they're not. They already have, put it this way, they already have a streaming service for music. And they're winning at that too. I know Spotify is going public, but the amount of people that are getting on Apple's platform is growing. What if they add movies to that? They add movies to that, what are you going to have? What are you going to have? You're going to be on Netflix anymore for just their original content? No, what Apple's going to do, and they said so, they're going to end up building their own studio. And they'll just do it better. So you got to be really careful in regards to all of this. I know that there's Hulu out there. Disney's going to start their own service. All of this stuff. And I know content is important. But it also has to remain profitable. There has to eventually be a light at the end of the tunnel. And we don't have that yet. It's going to be a lot of changes in this medium. There was an interesting story as well in regards to Fox. Fox is going to reduce ad time. This is not Fox News. This is Fox programming. They're going to reduce ad time to 2 minutes per hour by 2020. Now, this, again, to me is nothing new. What you're going to have is product placement. That's the direction they're going to be heading in. It's going to be heading towards product placement. Whereas, you remember, what was it, one of the James Bond movies? I think it was it Quantum of Solace, I think. James Bond wasn't drinking as many martinis. Or maybe it was Casino Royale. He was drinking Heineken. Why Heineken? Well, Heineken paid. It's just how it goes. Anyway, moving on from that. I wanted to talk about this because this is fascinating. Again, she's supposedly supposed to be one of the smartest people out there. She's got her legions of fans. I don't know. She's got millions of Twitter followers, but what does that mean? Most Twitter followers are fake anyway. Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren, who was, they were putting her out there as a presidential hopeful, refusing to get the old test there to see whether or not she's Native American. We all know that she's lying. But anyway, I found this fascinating. This is the Wall Street Journal. They say Twitter is often the intellectual equivalent of a tavern at 2 o'clock in the morning. But it does have its illuminating moments. And an example of this came when Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Harvard populace, offered a commentary about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Now, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, we've talked about this here on the program. This was this omnipotent agency that she came up with as a part of Dodd-Frank, where the head of the agency was accountable to no one. Which, again, you don't need to be an American history scholar to recognize that that's pretty much the antithesis of what this country's about. Everybody is supposed to be accountable. And we talked about, briefly, we talked about James Madison earlier on in the program. He knew that you had to put checks and balances in because, you know what, we're dealing with human beings and we're not dealing with angels. But no, Elizabeth Warren puts in this omnipotent power, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And again, they lost. They lost. Richard Cordray, the former head, stepped down, and he thought he was going to pick his replacement. Thought he was going to be able to pull that off. But it didn't work. Donald Trump got his replacement in Mick Mulvaney. So, she's not happy about this. But you have to listen to her tweet. And again, this is just a great example of just how vapid these people in Washington really are. She writes, "I'm giving Mick Mulvaney one last chance to answer my questions about his actions at the CFPB. If he won't, he should be called immediately to testify under oath before my colleagues and me on the Senate Banking Committee." Sent this out to her 4.3 million Twitter followers. Elizabeth, you created that position in that agency, and he's not accountable to you, which is pathetic and sad in the first place. Again, I find it amazing that, gee whiz, you didn't realize that, Elizabeth? You're going to come before you? You made the position omnipotent. But it only can be omnipotent when you have somebody you like there calling the shots. Anyway, it was a great piece by Nick Gillespie, who he's got his funny way of writing, and I appreciate it. He writes for Reason Magazine. It's a libertarian publication. And he writes, using tax incentives and giveaways to lure Amazon's second headquarters is like going to a strip club. So elected officials are like half-soused businessmen chasing a dream in the champagne room, but with your money. And I thought that that was a very eloquent way of explaining what is going on around the country with Amazon and its headquarters. And it's not just the headquarters, kids. It's the distribution center that went up near your town where Amazon doesn't pay any property taxes and gets away with murder. That's exactly what it's like. Half drunk, half in a bag businessmen chasing a dream in the champagne room at the strip club.
but they're not using their money. They're using your money. I was glad to see this. Believe it or not, and this is actually the left and the right coming together in some of these cities. Coming together and saying, you're not welcome here. Yeah, Amazon is facing growing resistance by locals in some of these cities saying, you know what, we don't want you here. We don't want to give away the entire store. Why do you get this special deal? You got to think about that for a second. You think about the valuation of Amazon. Did they pay any taxes? I don't think so. I don't think they pay. Where are they? They are, there's their headquarters in Luxembourg, and they get out of paying property taxes all the time. Jeff Bezos, one of the richest guys on the planet. And again, we bow down to these people. Why? Why? Anyway, got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We're supposed to be equal under the law under this country, right? Isn't that how it's supposed to go? A nation of laws, not of men. And why is it we allow politicians all the time to allow their little buddies and pals and whatnot the ability to get around our nation's laws? Isn't that, again, another thing that this nation is not supposed to be about? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know, I made a statement earlier on in the program because there's other
right-wing talk radio show hosts that keep heralding this tax reform bill that got through. And like I said, I'm honest with everybody here. Was there a lot that I liked in this tax reform bill? Yes. But this tax reform bill most definitely helped out big business, publicly traded companies more than anyone else. And I'm okay with that. I want our country to win. I want our country to be competitive. I want businesses to want to come to this country and set up shop here. And you're not going to have that type of an environment when you have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. And we did something about that, and I've been calling for that for a long time. But the reason why the tax reform gets a B- to a C+ grade from me is because it's incomplete. And Republicans, once again, they could have made greater sense out of this, but they're cowards. They're cowards, and they didn't finish the bill. And one of the most important parts of the bill, in my opinion, is who is going to qualify for the $415 billion tax deduction for pass-through businesses. The IRS still has not provided guidance detailing who's going to be allowed to take the so-called pass-through deduction. And again, this is an example of us not being equal under the law. Some businesses are going to be able to take it, some are not. How is that right? How is that fair? Some high-earning providers, such as construction contractors, massage therapists, executive headhunters, restaurateurs, accountants, financial planning firms, they may not get it. I don't think that I'll get it. I don't think that I'll get it, but others will. This 20% deduction is aimed at pass-through businesses whose income is reported on their owner's personal tax returns. That is the bulk of businesses here in the United States. The bulk of businesses in the United States are organized like that. But you know what they left out? They left out doctors, lawyers. So what we're seeing right now is a big waiting game. And all of these entities that have been left out are trying to figure a loophole so they can get it as well. And it might mean acquiring another business or structuring in a different manner. All of this for nothing. One big, fat, juicy waste of time. Has this simplified the tax code? No. Has it simplified the tax code? It's just added another layer of complexity. So is tax reform bill worthy of an A? No. No, not even worthy of a B. It's not complete. Anyway, when we get more information, because, again, we're following along. We've got our tax division, D'Onofrio Incorporated. They're on top of it, trying to make heads or tails. But, no, the IRS still hasn't given guidance. Anyway, I want to talk briefly about this piece. It was done by Larry Kudlow and Stephen Moore about higher wages and how all of these economic analysts out there raising concerns that the U.S. economy is overheating. I don't exactly know what that means. I really don't. To me, it's kind of stupid. Oh, it's overheating and we're going to have all, it's going to be inflationary. Unemployment is low. Wages are ticking up. And they're trying to frame this as being bad. As being bad for the economy. It's going to drive inflation through the roof. No. No. I don't believe it at all. I don't believe it at all. Economists predicted that Reagan's tax cuts would cause inflation, when in fact the Reagan years saw one of the biggest disinflations in American history. So again, all the people are fearing inflation out there. I'm not buying that argument in the slightest. Wanted to touch on this too. another point I wanted to make, and I should have done it earlier. We were talking about the spending bill, and I forgot about this. How government spending discourages work. It's an interesting piece. The French and the Italians pay higher taxes than we do. And you know what? They put in 30% fewer hours per person than Americans. I've talked about this and the fact that, you know, for a long time, the United States of America has been on the road to serfdom or the highway to hell, whatever you want to call it, and we arrived in socialism town. We're not out of socialism town. We're not. We're still here. And we've got entitlements that are going bankrupt at this point in time. And who knows who's going to be in charge at that point is going to call for higher taxes on people to pay for all of this stuff. What's going to happen? Are we that much different than the French and Italians? No, we're not. And a great example of this, quite frankly, people, was during the Obama administration. How many business owners out there, how many type A personalities, how many entrepreneurs said, you know what? Why bother? It's not worth it. Regulations are too ridiculous. Taxes are too high. I'm not going to bother. How many people out there do you think are going to be willing to put in the long hours that it takes to run a business and own a business when they're paying 75, 80%? They're not going to. They're not going to do it. So the more you're going to tax, the more you're going to spend, and this is proven time and time again, the less people are going to work. It's just that simple. Anyway, got a lot more, kids. We got to go over on the program. A little bit of a health thing I want to talk about when I get back. It was a really kind of a frightening warning from a Marine Corps commandant about our young people today and what this means for all of us. And yeah, it is in regards to financial planning and you as well. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
This violates so many rules of sort of the informal rules of international espionage.
That's former White House Chief of Staff Karl Rove on Fox reacting as Russia retaliates, giving diplomats the boot from the U.S. consulate in St. Petersburg, just days after the U.S. and European allies expel Russians for that nerve agent attack on an ex-spy and his daughter. The president, meantime, talking about his infrastructure plan today at a worker training center in Richfield, Ohio, saying businesses that had left the United States are coming back.
We've eliminated a record number of job-killing regulations. That's one of the reasons they're coming back.
The president wants to repair bridges, highways, rail lines and airports, something the White House is calling an important part of his economic agenda. The president speaking at a worker training center. Leaders in Orange County, California joined the Trump administration lawsuit against the state's immigration sanctuary laws. The state sanctuary laws being put into place in January. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, I saw this story, and it... frustrating. The United States Marine Corps commander told Congress that recruitment is hard work because so few people are qualified to fill the ranks. He said that it's a strategic issue. He says less than 30% of the young men and women out of our nation are qualified to join the military, either because of physical, mental, or moral issues. That's a serious number. And yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with the physical issues. And again, you're going to be shocked that from time to time, I don't want to sound like I'm lecturing here on the program. It's not lecturing. I'm encouraging. I'm encouraging people to do what it takes to get themselves back in shape. And I'm not asking to do it all overnight. And it's hard. I get that. It's hard. But you have to start. And I suggest little by little you start doing things. And you build upon it. It's a story here. More than 2 million older people will have at least 4 serious illnesses within 20 years because of the increase in obesity and lazy lifestyles. Those in middle age are so unhealthy that as they get older, 2/3 of over 65s are forecast to have at least 2 conditions such as cancer, dementia, or arthritis, up from half today. And, you know, think about this for a second. We've got medicine that is getting better and better and better, and the technology is getting better and better and better, yet people are less healthy. Experts believe that past estimates of the rising cost of treating an aging population are too low because they don't take into account this increasing level of sickness. And it's a long study, and I'm not going to go through it all, but it's a bit of a wake-up call. And again, it's a factor when it comes to financial planning. You're going to need to save a lot more money if you are not in shape, because there's a pretty good chance you're going to have more health problems. And that is going to cost you. So what we're encouraging people to do here, again, this is a part of your financial plan. Take care of yourself. Even if it's one little thing that you can start doing. You get up in the morning, I can't do 10 push-ups, well then do 5. Do as many sit-ups as you can, and you know what? Build on it. Next week, add another one. And another one. Week after week. And you will build. And you'll see those gains little by little. And you'll make progress. Oftentimes, again, people, they go nuts with the stuff. And they think that it's going to all happen overnight. Or they buy some video tape system that they see on TV. No. Start slow. And build. You'll get there. You'll get there. But like everything else that we talk about here on the program, what? It takes work, time, and effort. Wanted to touch on this too. Saudi crown prince heading to the United States. He's bouncing around the country. Silicon Valley, Boston, and of course, Washington. He is the 32-year-old heir to the Saudi throne. And there's without a doubt, he's curried favor with the Trump administration. There was an interesting bit about him, an interview that was done on 60 Minutes last weekend. The guy is trying to reform his country. He is. It's not going to happen overnight. But part of what we talked about a little bit earlier on the program and how America is now energy independent most certainly has forced their hand. They don't have a choice. They don't. And again, we can be hopeful. We can be hopeful that they can turn things around. It was, you know, listen, the UAE was able to do things, I think it's much easier for the UAE to have gotten things done because they don't have the religious shrines, Mecca and Medina, within their borders like Saudi Arabia is, and the Saudi royal family is protectors of that. They let in a lot of extreme Wahhabi schools and thought process. It's going to take some time to dismantle that. But it's interesting how that a lot of this extremism might be cleaned up without even firing a shot. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Pretty good bit. I've sworn off cable news. I can't watch anymore. It's like nails on a chalkboard. It really is. I don't care what network it is. It's just plain awful. But I did have this clip sent to me. Actually, I would watch a cable news show if this guy was hosting it. The guy who's done the television show Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe, he was on Tucker Carlson's program. And he did a bit there, and he basically accused the American media of convincing people that they will be happier if they choose to work less. He said, look, the best-selling books right now in the self-help section and in general claim to have the solution for how you can work less. Most of the commercials on TV ask a question, you know, how could you be happier? And the answer, of course, is retire a little sooner or work 35 instead of 40 hours. Rowe argued the act of doing work brings value and purpose to people's lives, making them happier overall. Now, I thought about that because that's something that I have talked about and I believe in as well. I do. I truly do believe this. You know, there was a scene, I thought about it. There's a scene in the movie The Matrix where the evil agent, Agent Smith, they're torturing Morpheus in the movie The Matrix, torturing him. And He explains to him what you guys say. You know, Morpheus, we tried to make the Matrix a utopia with nobody had to work and everything was okay and fine and everything was taken care of, and it didn't compute with human beings. And I believe that that is the case. I believe that human beings, we are wired. If we want to truly be happy, you have to be doing something. You have to be overcoming some sort of obstacle. You need that fulfillment in life. Now, everybody, it doesn't mean the job that you have is fulfilling to you, but there is a job out there for you. Doing nothing, you're not going to be fulfilled. I believe that that's the case. I like my vacations too. I like my time with my family as well. I do. I enjoy it. I look forward to it. But also one of the reasons why you go on vacation, quite honestly, is to recharge your batteries, so you can come back and you're rip-roaring ready to go. I can't, you know, and I get towards the end of my vacation, I'm like, I can't wait to get back to work. Not because I didn't enjoy the time with my family, I like what I do. What he says is the business of working has an underlying inherent value to it. I believe that that is 100% true.
One of the things he mentioned about his television show, Dirty Jobs, is he said that the fact that those people as a group are having a better time and we're more connected to their work than the vast majority of people I know who make a deal of money doing white-collar livings. It's just an inconvenient truth, if you'll pardon the bromide, but it's out there, and there's a lot of hope in it. And he talks about this in the anti-work rhetoric, where, again, a lot of people were told, hey, you know, we got to find ways around stuff. And no, people, work is a great thing. It's a great thing, and it's something you should continue as long as you can. Hold on to it. Okay, understand who we are. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Hey, guys, we're going to have a little fun. We've been a lot of serious stuff today on the program. I got a real funny story when we get back. And, it's going to be making fun of some of the environmental wackos. So don't go anywhere. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Paul Simon. Remember the video here with Chevy Chase there? Pretending he's playing the trumpet. Anyway, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right. I have to have a little fun with this because, again, this is also it's a teachable moment when it comes to human beings and our limitations. You know, as a coach, one of your jobs as a coach is to size players up. And you get them to go out there and reach their full potential. And granted, some kids are more athletic than others. Some kids have a better feel for the game or vision than other players do. And your job is to try to aid those players in reaching their full potential, getting them to work together. And one of the things is you also try to tell certain players, you say, you know what? What you want to do is you want to play within yourself. Do what you can do and do it well. For example, if I'm playing a basketball game, I can't dunk. So I'm not going to try to dunk. I'm also not a very good shot from very far outside. So, you know what? I probably shouldn't be taking three-pointers. I should probably, you know, look for layups and little stuff on the inside. Play within myself. Anyway, we as human beings think that we can play outside ourselves more often than not. And we see a lot of this in the Wizards of Smart and our omnipotent, wondrous betters in government. Case in point, I saw this story. I was laughing, and I needed a good laugh this past week. Sea lions. This is out of Newport, Oregon. The 700-pound sea lion blinked in the sun, sniffed the sea air, and then lazily shifted to the edge of the truck bed and plopped onto the beach below. Freed from the cage that carried him to the ocean, the massive marine mammal shuffled into the surf, looked left, looked right, and then began swimming north. As a collective groan went up from wildlife officials who watched from the shore. Wildlife officials. Why did they groan? Why were the wildlife officials upset? They just let the sea lion go. Well, they spent 2 days and lots of your tax dollars trapping and relocating the sea lion. And where did the sea lion go? Back where it started. An Oregon River 130 miles from the Pacific Ocean that has become an all-you-can-eat fish buffet for the sea lions. I think he's saying, ah, crap, I've got to swim all the way back. It's a frustrating dance between California sea lions and Oregon wildlife managers that's become all too familiar in recent months. Oregon wildlife managers. Like you can, isn't that an oxymoron? Like you can manage wildlife? Can I get a job as a weather manager too? I mean, it's patently absurd. You're going to manage wildlife. And the funniest thing about this, I was thinking about that Sam Kinison skit. That Sam Kinison skit from back in the 1980s where he was saying that stop sending food and aid to Africa and send them U-Hauls. Because you got to teach these people to move where the food is. They need to move. You know, isn't it interesting that the sea lion is smart enough to know where to go back to where the food is? But this is presenting a bit of a Sophie's choice for these wildlife managers, okay? Because it just so happens that the fish that the sea lions are eating are endangered too. So it's endangered species eating endangered species right now. So what do you do if you're a wildlife manager? Huh? Do you crawl into a fetal position? No! No! The endangered species is eating the other endangered species. What to do? It is. It's like Sophie's Choice for crying out loud. You know, years ago, I had this sent to me. I think Limbaugh's talked about this on his program. Some, I don't know, seal or sea lion. I can't remember. It was some otter. Who knows? Got injured. So all of these do-gooder environmentalists decide to spend tens of thousands of dollars nursing this seal or sea lion back to health. And they're going to release it back into the wild. There they go. There they are out there at the side of the water, much like in this case. They let the seal, sea lion, whatever the hell the critter is, go. What happens? Not even a minute into the water, whew, orca comes and eats it. Loved it. Loved every second of it. Nature, kids, stop trying to control it. Stop. I'm telling you right now, I'm hoping for global warming. I am. We got how many nor'easters in a row here in New York? I got 15 inches of snow. Bam! It's spring, for crying out loud. And the funny thing is that nobody's talking about this. the last string of years, the last 5 years in a row where New York has gotten this much snow was back in the 1880s. Oh, but no, warming is cooling and cooling is warming and warming is cooling and cooling is warming. It's confusing. Yeah, that's the latest thing right there. They're bringing that back. Global alarmists are resurrecting the theory that global warming is making winters colder. Do you remember when it was a few years ago? It was either Harry Reid, maybe Dick Durbin, if I'm not mistaken. One of them was warning all of us that kids in the Northeast were not going to see snow anymore. Well, my kids are losing vacation time now because we've had too many snow days. Anyway, have a wonderful week, everybody. Hopefully spring is sprung where you are. We're kind of hoping and praying here in the Northeast. But anyway, God bless. Have a wonderful week. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll see you.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We did anticipate retaliation, but it's counterproductive.
Russia retaliates, sending 60 U.S. diplomats packing from the U.S. consulate in St. Petersburg, just days after the U.S. and European allies expel Russians for that nerve agent attack on an ex-spy and daughter. Republican Representative Joe Wilson of South Carolina on Fox saying,
What Putin is doing is not in the interest of the people of Russia. In fact, I've been to St. Petersburg a number of times. The consulate there is substantial.
David Shulkin on his way out as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, the president saying he's replacing him with Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, who's the presidential physician. Leaders in Orange County, California, joined the Trump administration lawsuit against the state's immigrant sanctuary laws. California sanctuary law going into effect in January, limiting law enforcement's ability to work with immigration and customs enforcement. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. Tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. Isn't it time to make a change? If drugs and alcohol is a problem in your life or someone you care about, it's time to make a change. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering amazing life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Program has successfully helped over 50,000 people get their life back. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple call to 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. We are open 24/7 and all calls are confidential and free. Call now. 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com.
A funeral being held today for the California man shot and killed by police in his grandma's backyard. The Reverend Al Sharpton delivering a eulogy at Stephen Clark's funeral. Police called after reports of someone breaking car windows, encountering Clark in the yard, thought he was reaching for a weapon, and shot him. In Orlando, prosecutors present closing arguments yesterday in their case against the wife of Orlando nightclub shooter Omar Mateen, who pledged allegiance to ISIS, the jury deliberating.
Noor Salman is accused of aiding her husband in the 2016 Pulse nightclub massacre and has been charged with obstruction of justice and providing material support to a terrorist organization. Federal prosecutors state that the shooter's wife misled investigators about her husband's social media accounts, number of firearms, whereabouts, and their communication. She received a message stating, "I love you, babe," from her husband minutes before the attack. Prosecutors stating that Omar Mateen had actually planned to commit the terrorist attack at Disney World, but changed his destination at the last minute when he saw the number of police. Mateen and his wife had visited Disney World with their young son 2 days before the attack. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions prompts the Department of Justice to launch an investigation into the FBI's use of FISA warrants. Wants to find out if the FBI used false information to get that warrant to monitor Carter Page, who's the president's former foreign policy advisor. Nicholas Cruz, the accused Parkland, Florida shooter, getting a lot of fan mail at the Broward County Jail. He's getting love letters suggested.